T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good Sunday evening, fellow Neanderthals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy you joined us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open as always. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. We try to take calls at the 45s, 745 and 845. You can also reach me at email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Love to hear from you. It's always great when I hear from folks, and lately we've been hearing from a lot of you on the non-discrimination order, on stuff that Joe Biden's been doing. It's great. When the legislature's out of session, everybody switches, but when they get back in session, trust me, I start hearing about what Laura Kelly's been up to lately. We got a great lineup for you tonight. Pastor Joe Dallas will be with us to talk about how progressive and controversial values, along with an expanding police state under the pandemic, have been used against pastors and clergy, religious institutions, and individuals who believe their rights come from God and not government. Amazing how that is. We're going to talk with Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. He's going to join us to talk a little bit about the crisis and the mismanagement at Sedgwick County EMS. I don't know if you've been following that story, but it is a bad situation at EMS. It seems to be only getting worse. We'll talk with Jim Howell about it. Be grateful that you've got Jim Howell at the county commission, because without him bringing attention to this, I'm not entirely sure we'd even know what's been going on down there. We'll talk with Jack Haney, economic expert. He's the CEO of Patriot Gold Group, about how the massive spending of the new Biden budget proposal will dramatically cut economic growth and kill tens of thousands of jobs in the country. Former Secretary of State Chris Kobach is going to be with us to discuss his new lawsuit. He's representing a group of Texas law enforcement officers who are suing President Biden's administration over their immigration policies. And we're going to continue our 2021 City Council and School Board candidate profiles with Wichita City Council District 3 candidate Cindy Miles. So we've got a heck of a lineup for you tonight. And of course, we'll take your calls at 745 and 845 at 316-869-1330. Great lineup. Hopefully, we'll get in as many calls as we can throughout the night as well. I do want to share something with you. I don't know if you've been following it, if you've seen it, but we have had an uptick across the country, even here in Sedgwick County, in COVID cases. And, of course, when you have an uptick in cases, you have an uptick in hysteria. They're not quite in sync, though. The hysteria far outpaces the uptick in cases. And the hysteria is likely to be returning to a city near you. Be on the lookout for it. Ever since Dementia Joe completely failed to get 70% of Americans vaccinated by July 1st, the autocrats have begun increasingly pushing to reinstate control over our lives. suggesting everything from a return to mask mandates, Los Angeles County has already done that, to vaccine mandates. That's the next one, is pushing for mandatory vaccines. Recently, the NEA, the nation's largest teachers union, called for mandatory vaccines for all students before returning to face-to-face learning. Despite the fact the CDC has said that's not necessary, they're threatening to blow up yet another school year and set our children back even further because, well, they can't. We gave in to them the last time. Why not do it again? Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci took to TV this last weekend and told Jake Tapper that there should be vaccine mandates.
Do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. There really should be. We're talking about life and death situation. We've lost 600,000 Americans already, and we're still losing more people. I think the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved.
Okay, notice the air quotes there, the hesitant quotations around, quote, officially approved. Well, yeah, of course, you quack. Because for some people who maybe don't have a financial interest in the Moderna vaccine, the fact that these vaccines have not been approved by the FDA might be a big deal. And again, if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't, don't. But either way, the government shouldn't be mandating it, nor should employers or businesses. It's none of their damn business. Later, Dr. Fauci-Stein went on MSLGB TV to say that all children greater than 2 years old should be wearing masks.
The children who are not able to get vaccinated because of their age should follow, their parents should follow with them, the guidelines of the CDC, that unvaccinated children of a certain age, greater than 2 years old, should be wearing masks. No doubt about that. That's the way to protect them from getting infected, because if they do, they can then spread the infection to someone else.
So there are a lot of coulds there. They could do this and they could do that, and you could be an actual physician someday. But meanwhile, the liberal pundits are all, oh, yes, nodding their heads. Yes, Dr. Fauci. Yes, Dr. Pass me my kumbaya robe. Yes, Dr. Fauci. Whatever you say, Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. The liberal pundits at the same network followed that up by saying businesses owe it to the government to mandate vaccinations.
Only way to change the dynamic, especially in places where there is a hesitancy, is to have a requirement. If you can't walk into a Walmart or work at a Walmart without a vaccination, especially in states where there is a hesitancy, that's going to actually change the dynamic. If you can't get on an airplane without a vaccination, that is going to change the dynamic.
Okay, set aside the fact that these ultra-rich, uber-rich, elitist talking heads have never been in a Walmart. These people pay somebody else to go to a Walmart and do their shopping for them. But I'm sorry, when did, quote, taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine become a political left or right issue? And for that matter, the only thing businesses owe the government is their taxes. They certainly don't owe them a vaccine mandate. Americans, it seems, are almost evenly divided, for that matter, over whether schools or private employers or businesses should require the COVID-19 vaccinations as part of reopening. According to a Politico-Harvard survey, not surprisingly, 62% of Democrats, mind you, this is the party that prides itself on a woman's right to, you know, choose to kill her baby, support forcing employers and students to be vaccinated before they can return to the classroom. So 62% of Democrats who are all about choice want to take away your choice. However, not surprisingly as well, 60% of Republicans oppose the government or employers infringing on our individual choices and our rights. Of course, colleges are falling in line with Dr. Fauci-Stein. Purdue University in Indiana is allowing students to decide on their own whether to get vaccinated or not. Sort of. University President Mitch Daniels said Wednesday in a televised interview, quote, "Those who choose not to be vaccinated will need to make their own arrangements as they would in any other year with any other disease to, quote, first of all, stay out of class, stay away from infecting others, stay off campus, and they'll have to do their best to keep up with their studies." So basically what he's saying is, send us your tuition checks and then bugger off. I mean, that's what they're saying. Also getting in on the act, the Biden administration rolled out its latest effort to coerce people into getting vaccinated by having healthcare workers and volunteers go door to door to try to persuade the reluctant to get shots. "The government has a duty to make these vaccines available for anyone who wants one. And they have done that and are doing it," said Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. "But they don't need to be spending tax dollars on door-to-door canvassing. As far as I'm concerned, that's a little bit of overkill. And frankly, I highly doubt that anyone out there is going to be convinced to get the COVID vaccine by some part-time minimum wage canvasser who's been sitting on their porch for 10 minutes trying to convince them to get a shot." The White House also announced this week they're cracking down on what they consider to be quote-unquote misinformation about the China virus vaccine. "It is a revelation that should disturb any Americans who believe in freedom of the press and free speech." Again, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House is working closely with social media platforms to target information the administration finds objectionable. You realize that, folks? They are working with social media giants, big tech, to target information the administration finds objectionable. Welcome to Soviet-style censorship of free speech, folks. Well, assuming Jen Psaki and the White House, their censors don't cut our feed, we'll be taking your calls at 7:45, but coming up after the break, Pastor Joe Dallas will be with us to talk about how progressive and controversial values... Oh, wait, do I hear the goose stepping? No, okay, we're okay, we can keep going. We're going to talk about, you know, religious institutions being told they can't preach during COVID. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.